DeepEnglish.com.
Homesickness on Earth and Beyond, Active Speaking, Part A. According to a recent email, a Nigerian astronaut is trapped in space, and he is extremely homesick. Who is trapped in space? A Nigerian astronaut is trapped in space. Is he happy? No, he isn't happy. He is extremely homesick. He has been stranded in a Soviet space station since 1989 and needs your help. Where has he been stranded? He has been stranded in a Soviet space station. How long has he been there? He has been there since 1989. You probably haven't heard of this because it was a top secret military space station. What kind of space station was it? It was a top secret military space station. Have you heard of this? No, I haven't heard of this. When the Soviet Union broke up in 1990, Soviet cosmonauts were sent back to Earth, but Air Force Major Abachatunde of Nigeria was left there. What happened to the Soviet cosmonauts? The Soviet cosmonauts were sent back to Earth. Who was left there? Air Force Major Abachatunde of Nigeria was left there. Supplies have been periodically sent to him, so he is in good health. How is he feeling? He is in good health. What has been periodically sent to him? Supplies have been periodically sent to him. The bad news is he needs $3 million to pay for a return flight. Why does he need $3 million? He needs $3 million to pay for a return flight, and although he has collected $15 million in back pay over the past 14 years, he has no way to access this money. How much back pay has he received? He has received $15 million in back pay. Can he access the money? No, he has no way to access the money. The email is from the nephew of the astronaut who is looking for someone to help. Who is the email from? The email is from the nephew of the astronaut. What is he looking for? He is looking for someone to help. He needs someone to accept a bank transfer of the astronaut's back pay and then send the money to pay for his uncle's return trip to Earth. What does he need someone to do? He needs someone to accept a bank transfer of the astronaut's back pay and then send the money to pay for his uncle's return trip to Earth. In exchange, he will give 30% of the $15 million as a reward. What percent will he give to the person who helps his uncle? He will give 30% to the person who helps his uncle. Sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? If you're interested, all you need to do is send your bank account details. What do you need to do if you're interested? If you're interested, all you need to do is send your bank account details. A rich man who needs help accessing his money is a common email scam. Is this a scam? Yes, this is a scam. Is it a common email scam? Yes, it is a common email scam. Usually, the scam tells a story about an exiled member of a royal family or a kidnapped businessman who needs a stranger to help him access his money. Is the story usually about an exiled member of a royal family or a kidnapped businessman? Yes, the story is usually about an exiled member of a royal family or a kidnapped businessman. This new variation of a homesick astronaut is a creative twist. What is a creative twist? This new variation of a homesick astronaut is a creative twist. Email scams aside, it does raise an interesting question about homesickness in space. What kind of question does this raise? It raises an interesting question about homesickness in space. There are multiple real missions to Mars being planned now, and it is likely that humans will go there in our lifetime. Is there only one mission to Mars being planned? No, there are multiple missions to Mars being planned. Do you believe that humans will go to Mars in your lifetime? According to one plan, a round-trip flight to Mars will take 501 days. How long will a round-trip flight to Mars take? A round-trip flight to Mars will take 501 days. Some people are starting to think ahead to the psychological problems humans may suffer, being so far from Mother Earth. Do you think future astronauts will have psychological problems caused by being so far from Mother Earth? Mary Roach is a psychologist and author of the book Packing for Mars. What's the name of Mary Roach's book? Mary Roach's book is Packing for Mars. She says that people who lose sight of Earth might suffer anxiety, depression, and maybe even hallucinations. Could people who lose sight of Earth have problems? Yes, people who lose sight of Earth could have problems. What kind of problems might they have? They might suffer anxiety, depression, and maybe even hallucinations. She calls this the Earth out of view phenomenon. What does she call this phenomenon? She calls this the Earth out of view phenomenon.